Hey everybody, Colt here. Thanks for stopping by and checking out our podcast. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, be sure to check out our website, draftdive.com, or follow us on Twitter, @draftdive and @_ColtWilliams. Now, enjoy the episode.
Right, welcome to the first edition of the Draft Dive Fantasy Football Podcast. Here we're gonna do a little, you know, experimenting here, play around with a few ideas. This one hit me because I saw a post that's going around where someone was recommending not starting a bunch of players who weren't playing in week one, and I didn't think that was super helpful. I'm going to hope that you guys know not to start players that aren't playing. So what we're going to do this week is go through some, I guess you would call them sleepers, some players that are kind of maybe on the bubble or outside of traditional starting at each position that we think are going to have big fantasy weeks. And who is we? That is myself, Jonah, and my co-host, Colton. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jonah. How about yourself?
Doing great, thank you. And so if you want, we can just jump right into it. Who is your quarterback that's kind of outside the traditional starting spot that you think is going to have a big week?
Yeah, the quarterback I decided to go with, and also thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I've got Russell Wilson versus the Raiders. It's not a pretty sight, but again, we're looking at these guys who aren't necessarily a top 12 quarterback, and certainly he was undrafted in a lot of leagues this year, at least in one quarterback leagues. But like I said, let's start off with something ugly. We've got Russell Wilson, not the sexiest pick. In two quarterback leagues, I think he's a safe option here. Or if you drafted like a Anthony Richardson, I would certainly start Russell Wilson over him in week one. I'm not excited about Anthony Richardson in week one. Over the course of the season, I like him. I think he's going to develop. Week one, I think it's a little risky to roll out a rookie quarterback like that, even though the Jags defense is kind of tempting themselves. But the Raiders defense, they're ranked 30th according to PFF. They've added some quarterbacks during the offseason, which they desperately needed, but they're still arguably a bottom five defense. I think it's somebody you can easily target with a very ugly Russell Wilson pick here.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, Russ is scary. Now, I'm from the Northwest, so we were used to good Russ, I guess. Good Russ in Seattle. Yeah. And then last year was a very confusing to all of us here in the Northwest. But, yeah, you know, I did my project and ranked every player on every team. And Las Vegas definitely has one of the worst, if not the worst, overall defense in the NFL. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah, you know, Russ is scary, but if you're looking for a fill-in, you never know. Russ, against such a bad defense, he could put up some starting numbers.
Yeah, would you roll with him over Anthony Richardson, somebody who's certainly drafted ahead of him in the draft this year?
Yeah, you know, Anthony, he's very scary. It's just, I feel like you never know when he's going to bust out a 100-yard rushing game.
Yeah.
Could it be this week? Sure. So he could have a great week and run for 150 yards. But first NFL start, you know, I think Jacksonville still has an okay defense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sorry to all the Indianapolis fans out there, but I don't think it's news that they're missing a lot of pieces there. And they're missing their starting running back. So there should be a lot of focus on Richardson. So, yeah, I think he'll probably have a tough first down.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I went with someone, he's definitely higher up the ranks than Russell was, but he was drafted as a backup in every league I had, but I think he could literally challenge for best performance this week. So it's I don't know if I'm cheating here or not, but my man Tua.
Okay.
So Tua was drafted, like I said, as a backup in basically every league that I'm in anyways. And he plays a weak Chargers defense. I don't know. I've seen people who are higher on the Chargers defense than I am, and I'm not sure why. They're missing a lot of pieces, let's say. They have multiple holes in their defense, and they also have a great offense. So it's tough not to see this game just being a back and forth shootout. You probably don't need to be told to start Justin Herbert. He's probably drafted as your starting quarterback. But Tua, if he's, sitting on your bench and you have a guy, I mean, I would rank him close, if not in the top five of quarterbacks this week, because I think he puts up, 350 yards and three plus touchdowns against the Chargers this week.
Yeah, I love the pick. Certainly a top 10 quarterback this week, I think for sure. It's expected to be a shootout. I think the over-under is about 51 points right now with the Chargers favored. If they want to stay in that fight, it's got to come at the arm of Tua. Hopefully Jalen Waddle plays. That'll obviously help out Tua, but if he doesn't, I'm still cool with rolling out Tua. It's a great pick right there.
I think Waddle's expected to play. It's hard to know. The reports I've seen sound like he's expected, but you never know what's going to happen between now and Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go on to running back, shall we? I've got another guy here. We're talking a little bit more sleeper picks, some guys that you weren't drafting to be your starters, but if you're in a pinch, maybe you have a running back that's nursing an injury like a Miles Sanders or something like that. It is week one. Hopefully you've got better options, but if not, I think Brian Robinson versus the Cardinals, and you'll hear this over and over and over again when we see these players. Match up against the Cardinals. We're talking about bad defenses. We want to target them. The Cardinals are up there is one of the worst as well. We're going to want to target them over and over this season. Brian Robinson projects to be the thumper in the offense. They do have Antonio Gibson there as well, but Brian Robinson is that plotter. He's the guy who's going to get the. I expect him to get about probably 15 to 20 carries. He's not too much of a pass catcher. It's not what he profiles as, but they're going to be up against the Cardinals. I wouldn't project the Cardinals with Joshua Dobbs, who just got announced as a starter, to be, putting up any kind of numbers. We've seen him out there play. And Brian Robinson was okay in limited use last year, and that was, he started off the season with a gunshot wound. That's not something you really see on the injury report very often. So I think Brian Robinson, great running back pick here against the Cardinals.
Yeah, I have to agree. So him and Jalen Twyman, I think, are the only gunshot wounds I can remember in recent history. But no, he's the runner of, the pure runner between him and Antonio Gibson. Gibson more of a pass catcher, though he will run as well. But it's not only a terrible Arizona defense, it's also a terrible Arizona offense. I'm assuming Washington is going to run over him pretty well. I think there's very few people picking Arizona to win this game. And once Washington builds up the lead, what are they going to want to do? Run the football. So I think that makes, I mean, makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, and the
So
Commanders are favored by 7 too, so it's one of the furthest spreads next to the Ravens Texans matchup.
So I think, I mean, again, obviously, I think they'll be doing running the ball quite a bit, and he is the more pure running back than Mr. Gibson, his teammate. I went a little deeper this one. Like I said, I almost felt like I was cheating with Tua, but since he is a backup, I went with him. But I want to go with a Deion Jackson
Ooh.
from Indianapolis versus Jacksonville. And so, rookie quarterback, we talked about it. You know what a rookie quarterback likes to do a lot when they throw? Dumping off to a running back. Deion Jackson, pass catching back for Indianapolis. Even if Zach Moss plays, which he might not, so Deion Jackson might just be straight up starting running back, which makes him even more attractive. But even as just a pass catching back for Anthony Richardson to dump off to versus Jacksonville, I think they're going to be down in that game constantly. I think they're going to be throwing the ball a lot, even though that will probably lead to a lot of Anthony Richardson runs. He will, you know, need to throw the ball at least half the time, and he'll be probably dumping it off a lot. So I would look at Deion Jackson out of Indianapolis as a nice sleeper this week.
That is a sneaky good pick. I did a little deep dive on Deion Jackson, trying to get a, you know, trying to get ahead, see who I think is going to lead that backfield these first 4 weeks. You know, you got Evan Hull, the rookie out of Northwestern, that's there as well. He projects a little bit more of a pass catcher, but he does have the size. And then Zach Moss, I think he's still dealing with injury. He's kind of a game time decision. If Deion Jackson is, you know, if Moss is out and Deion Jackson is there, I think he's certainly going to be the guy. You mentioned checkdowns. I don't know if you know this, Deion Jackson last year, they played the Jags when Jonathan Taylor was out in week 6, and he was the running back one on the week. He caught 10 passes, 10 targets, 10 passes, and he was just the number one running back. Could we see a repeat with that? I'd love to think so. You know,
number one is lofty, you know. Yeah. Number one is a lofty goal, but I think he definitely projects in starter and is someone that everyone's just kind of, like you said, it's week one. Everyone kind of thinks, you know, everyone's got their starters that they think, but Deion Johnson's going to be one to really think about leading up to the game because, yeah, he, you know, probably gets 8 to 10 receptions. So especially in PPR.
Absolutely.
He's going to be a very valuable back.
Yeah, it's a great pick there. On to wide receivers, we've got, I decided to go with somebody. This might be a little cheating because it's a familiar name, but if you drafted him, you probably drafted him as maybe your wide receiver 4 or 5, maybe. I'm talking mm-hmm. Tyler Lockett versus the Rams. He's constantly being, you know, disregarded. You know, in the drafts, he's always been, I think he was wide receiver 30-ish or so when you're drafting him. So not projected to be one of your top one or two wide receivers. But this week, I've got him in about the top 20. We're talking about bad defenses yet again. Much like the Cardinals, the Rams defense is going to give us a ton of juicy matchups this year. If you take away Aaron Donald, who's the only bright spot on that defense, they lost everybody. Jalen Ramsey, Bobby Wagner, Leonard Floyd, Taylor Rapp, David Long, so much more. Their best cornerback, Darian Kendrick, he's the most senior cornerback, their best cornerback. He was graded the second worst cornerback by PFF. I think that the Rams are going to be great targets this year. Tyler Lockett seems like a smash play. Jackson Smith and Jigba looks like he is going to play as well. It's going to be his first game as a pro. I think it's still Lockett as the guy. Hopefully the Rams can keep up. Their offense, you know, yeah, we'll talk about them a little bit more here in the next bit as well. So, but yeah, my pick, Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, no, I like it. I mean, again, Northwesterner, we're definitely all familiar with Tyler Lockett up here. You know, he's just one of those, it's so weird. I guess he's just underappreciated every single year, I think. It feels like, which, what are you going to do? You know, being an underappreciated receiver isn't so bad.
I'll take the value every day.
Yeah, he's always good value. He seems like he's basically a guarantee for 1,000 yards a year. So, pretty good. You know, for my deeper wide receiver pick, I went with a name that's familiar to me and actually familiar to everyone, but isn't in a starting position either. And that's Adam Thielen. And So Adam Thielen, I'm a diehard Vikings fan, so I've watched him play all the time. Watched a, you know, great receiver. He's definitely lost a step, but he's such a good route runner that I think he makes for a nice safety blanket for the rookie quarterback down in Carolina. You know, as I was kind of talking these with Deion Jackson, the dump offs, and Thielen's such a clean route runner that I think he provides that safety blanket. I think Atlanta wins that I've got them, you know, projected to win somewhat handily. So again, I think it's a position where Carolina's going to be throwing the ball quite often, and maybe the sneaky veteran now, Adam Thielen, gets about, you know, 7 to 8 catches, hopefully for about 80 to 100 yards, and maybe gets a touchdown in there as well. So he was, Thielen, the old wily veteran, my sleeper pick.
Yeah, 33-year-old Adam Thielen. I like it. The Panthers did something I feel like that the Texans didn't do. They added some of these veteran wide receivers to try and help out their rookie quarterback. Adam Thielen, DJ Chark, these guys added Jonathan Mingo in the second round. These guys are going to be staples to helping that young quarterback produce. And in this game here, that we think that the Commanders are going to win, they're going to have to pass the ball if they want to stay close into it. So Adam Thielen, I think, is a sneaky good pick. I'm pretty sure that DJ Chark was unable to practice today as well. And then, you've got Jonathan Mingo, who's a rookie in his debut here. I think Adam Thielen could get look at those 7 to 8 targets. Hopefully those turn into catches and about 80 yards. I think that could be a sneaky week one for him.
Yeah, he's still got his hands are definitely still strong hands. And like I said, just that polished route running, you know, hopefully works out well for him down in Carolina. And yeah, you know, as you said, Carolina's not so bad. Maybe I'm just higher on Atlanta than a lot of people, is why I'm picking Atlanta to beat them. I think Atlanta's kind of a nice sleeper team this year, but Carolina did a lot this offseason. So, you know, you don't want to sleep on them too much.
Yeah, they certainly made some moves. I mean, it'd be nice if DJ Moore was still there, right? But who am I? But let's go on to tight end. My tight end pick here is a starts, kind of a sleeper guy. Some people are familiar with the name. He's been in the league for a while. I've got Tyler Higbee versus the Seahawks. Now, we just got the news today that Cooper Kupp's going to miss. He's been ruled out for week one. If the Rams want to stay close in this game, they're going to have to look into a veteran in the offense. I do see a decent workload for Van Jefferson with Kupp out, but he's going to be, shadowed by a combination of rookie defensive nominee Tariq Woolen, fifth round overall pick. What was he? Was Devin Witherspoon? He could be, getting shadowed by one of these guys. If you've got Kelce or if you've got Kittle, I know Kelce, I don't think he's going to play on Thursday Night Football. If he does, you've got to play him. He's Travis Kelce. But if you got Kelce or if you've got Kittle, who's also nursing like a little groin injury, I think you could look Higbee's way. I think he's a good PPR threat. You're talking about this old wily veteran like Adam Thielen. I think Tyler Higbee falls right into that category as well. Hopefully, he gets peppered with these targets. I could see him. You're hoping he lands in the end zone, but at 8, target game or so could certainly be into the books for him. The good thing about the Kelce and the Kittle injury, about the only thing that's good about it, is they do play the earlier games, Thursday Night Football and early Sunday games. So if you want to pivot to Higbee, who I think is going to be a fine play against the Seahawks, their defense is pretty, it's middle of the pack. They've made it better. I think he's a perfect target if you need to audible from one of those studs.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, I was actually thinking about talking about Van Jefferson for sleeper wide receiver as well, because obviously someone's got to take Cooper Kupp's targets, and it's a lot of targets. So they're going to go somewhere. You know, some will go to Van Jefferson, some will go to Tyler Higbee, and with Higbee being kind of, I mean, name known, but not, you know, a guy who could definitely be available on the waiver wire in your league. You know, or Higbee might be sitting there in half of leagues. So it's a nice pickup there. And, you know, that's kind of, I was torn a little because I thought about my boy Pat Freiermuth, but I think, you know, he's basically owned in every league. So it's not really a sleeper, even though he's ranked kind of low this week. So I decided to go with someone who I think is available in most leagues. Like you said, you're looking for an injury fill-in. Mike Gesicki, a familiar name, but someone who I think is available in almost every league, probably available in 75 plus percent of leagues. And that he is now New England's tight end, and they are taking on Philadelphia. So part of this reason is I think Philadelphia blows out New England. So again, you're just looking, who is Mac Jones going to be throwing the ball to when he's throwing the ball all game long? New England obviously has a very successful past with tight ends, though it's, you know, we're a few years removed from them dominating the tight end market. But they do still know how to use the tight end. Gesicki's a good, solid receiver. I mean, when you're playing tight end, it becomes... Last year, it seemed like it was basically a gamble every week. Or you had, like, Travis.
Yeah.
Healthy, George Kittle when he was healthy. But outside of those guys, you were basically rolling the dice every week. And I think Gesicki should be good for, like, a, you know, 5-catch, 60-yard outing against Philadelphia just based on that, what am I trying to say? On the fact that they're going to be throwing the ball as often as I think they will be against Philadelphia to try and keep up. And again, Jones isn't really the downfield vomit kind of guy, so he's going to be looking midfield, those tight end routes, and we'll see if he can find Gesicki even against a tougher Philadelphia defense.
Yeah, it's I like the pick. I'm a Patriots fan myself. I'm happy to see him off of the injury report, so it looks like Mike Gesicki is going to be playing. Two tight end sets is, you know, Patriots kind of motto. We've seen that very often in their history. And then you look at the receiving room. It's Juju Smith-Schuster, who a report came out. They said his knee might explode. I don't know if you read that. His knee might explode.
I did not see the knee explosion story. No.
Yes, I read that, and then I the very top comment that I read on that, somebody said that would be the only thing explosive about the Patriots offense, which I chuckled at as a Patriots fan, and as you know, but I was also kind of like, he's kind of right.
Sadly true. Yeah,
sadly true.
Not, I mean, Jacoby Myers, Juju Smith,
Yeah, Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne. These are not household names by any means. Juju is about the top there. But if you've got to look at another pass catcher, Mike Gesicki, hopefully, finally, you know, he's off the practice report here, injury report. He's going to be, playing in this game. I thought he was a fine pass catcher in Miami. Coming interdivision now to the Patriots, I think he's a sneaky play. And as you mentioned, they have to pass the ball to move against this Eagles defense, the stout defense. But if they're going to move it, it's going to come at, Juju and Gesicki, maybe a little bit of Hunter Henry here as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And definitely again, in that PPR, I could see him. Maybe he doesn't even rack up 60 yards, but maybe he racks up a ton of catches. Hey, you got to throw it to somebody.
That's the thing, yeah. Once you get past about tight end six, you're just looking for somebody who's going to get targets and somebody who might fall into the end zone, and that's certainly the motto that might fall right into this situation here.
Yeah, I will say my favorite, you called it punt on tight end, so my favorite punt tight end just for any week, if you're ever looking for a crazy tight end, Taysom Hill.
Yes.
He's probably available. He is the only punt tight end that might score you 30 points a week.
Yeah, dude plays tight end, quarterback, center. He plays every position in every sport, it seems like. So yeah, he's gonna have three random 30 point weeks. When they're gonna come, who knows? But when you have them in your lineup, it is certainly nice.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, shall we close
good.
This thing out here?
Yeah, we'll close it out. I know you're not a defensive ranker, so we'll close out.
Well, I've got a defense for this week. If you want to hear it, it could be a little spicy.
Absolutely. Yeah, hit me with the defense.
All right. Well, we know that, defenses are a little hit and miss here. I would say one that's probably already rostered is going to be the Ravens. They're playing Houston. They're probably the number one on the week. Going against C.J. Stroud there and just the porous Houston offense. And they're probably already drafted. But One that probably wasn't drafted. You double check your waivers. I would say the Commanders versus Arizona. Once again, we're targeting this Arizona. It feels so bad to be a Arizonian and be a, you know, a Cardinals fan. I'm sure they're going to hear this over and over, and they've been hearing it for years. But
Yeah, they got a tough year coming.
it's going to be, yeah, the
Sorry,
Caleb
everybody.
Williams year is here. It's among us. But yeah, they're starting Josh Dobbs. If you saw him at all last year, watched him for the Titans, that's really all you need to know. And the Commanders defense is no slouch. But if you're looking for one that isn't like an elite defense, like the Ravens or Cowboys or Eagles or something like that, Commanders all the way.
Yeah, I actually had the in doing my just overall talent rankings, I think the Commanders were 12th, so right on the edge of that kind of draftable, but probably weren't drafted in a lot of leagues. So I definitely agree with that one. The one they've kind of become my favorite sleeper for the year, just as an overall defense, and they've got a week one matchup is the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Not a lot of people looking at them, and that's with good reason. They sucked last year on defense. I mean, they were garbage on defense last year. So, but looking at the pieces they have and the players that they've re-signed, they've got Hunter, he's happy. They've got, two great Russians coming on the 3-4, got a nice big run stuffer in Kyrese Tonga in the middle, and have gotten younger at the linebacker. Their secondary is still a little scary, but they do have Harrison Smith back there, kind of the old wily all-pro veteran that's back there to help the young guys out. And I don't know why I'm blanking on the UCLA safety that's going into his third year here, but he's really great back there too. So hopefully the young cornerbacks come along, and they're playing Tampa at home. So
The Baker
Minnesota.
Mayfield-led Tampa Buccaneers, yes.
Yeah, all due respect to the Baker Mayfield fans out there, but Tampa, they don't look like one of the great offenses this year, and I think that Minnesota is available in just about every league. So, look out, and maybe the Vikings are your sleeper.
I like that.
All right. Well, great. Well, we got every fantasy position. I mean, I can't talk about kicker rankings because I just don't know. Pick a kicker. That's it. Anyone
Yeah.
who picks up football, that's who you pick for kicker. If your kicker's injured or on a bye week, just pick up a kicker.
Yep, good offenses is
There's
all you're looking
no
for.
rhyme or reason to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, seems to be hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, but great. Well, this was our first episode of a bit of a sleeper talk. Maybe next episode, I think we might be targeting some overrated players who are probably going to be starting in your league that you might want to look at benching.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I've got a list of those guys as well.
All right, perfect. Well, yeah, we'll keep it short this time and knock those guys out next time. And from Draft Dive Fantasy Football Show, I'm Jonah.
I'm Colt.
All right, have a good one, everyone.